This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the year 2018, the AWARE Academy was invited to conduct lectures, workshops, and training on the harmful impacts of pornography in the beautiful city of Jakarta, Indonesia. It was there where I had the honor of meeting a great and a very passionate lady, Eli Risman. Eli Risman is an educator, activist, and a very well-known speaker who roamed the country in the past 20 plus years, educating parents, teachers, and students alike on the harmful impact of pornography. It was Eli Risman, a 71-year-old hero, who introduced me to the research that I'd like to share with you today. Welcome to another episode of Pandemic. Today we are discussing Eli Risman's story and the research of today's episode. She told me that in the past she had met Dr. Donald Hilton, a very well-known neurosurgeon from the US. He was in Indonesia delivering lectures about the harmful impact of pornography on the physical brain. It was there where she came to know about another study, a study that was conducted at Cambridge University. In that study, the researchers have examined 19 patients who were affected by compulsive sexual behavior and compared them with the same number of healthy volunteers. They examined them using a scanning system known as fMRI to measure their brain activity when they are exposed to pornographic content. And the finding was astonishing. The researchers found that three regions in the brain were more active in people with compulsive sexual behavior as compared with the healthy volunteers. Not only that, but these regions are the same being activated in the brains of drug addicts, indicating that the changes that may occur in one's brain as a result of being addicted to drugs like cocaine and heroin are the same changes that one may be affected with as a result of being exposed to pornography. Then Eli Risman, the hero of our episode, decided to replicate the same study in Indonesia, but on young children aged 12 to 16. And after a few real hard works to find her candidates, the study finally found the light. Before sharing with you the summary of this research, please find in the description below links to both studies, the one that was conducted at Cambridge University, as well as the initiative of Eli Risman. This study was published in Neurology Research International, and it is titled Impaired Recent Verbal Memory in Pornography-Addicted Juvenile Subjects. The team of researchers had to go through a lot of hassle. They had to conduct what is known as pornography addiction screening test, and in order to do that, they have to find the subject. And in order for them to find the subjects, they had to roam the country. Eli Risman was one of the people who traveled and conducted sessions at schools to collect samples, to collect her subjects, children. To convince the parents was another hassle. To find children who were not addicted was another hassle, another challenge. And finally, of 740 children who were presented with 92 questionnaires regarding their consumption to pornography, 30 candidates were selected. 15 were addicted to pornography and 15 were non-addicts. And unlike the study that was conducted at Cambridge, the students of our research were not exposed to any pornographic content during the research. Instead, they were examined through different means to measure their verbal memory, visual memory, and attention. And the finding, once more, was astonishing. They found that these children who were addicted to pornography are actually impaired in their verbal memory. Verbal memory is so essential when it comes to memorizing words, concepts, and languages, all of which they need in their schoolings and their academic achievements in the future. And of course, with them being addicted to pornography at that very young age, the future does not look bright at all. Not only that, but the images shown in that study have also reflected a similar result to that of Cambridge University, and that is the impact of pornography on the prefrontal cortex. According to this research, they said that the prefrontal cortex of those who were addicted to pornography, children we are talking about, here, children 12 to 16 years of age, their prefrontal cortex have shrunk by 4% of its actual size, leading to a lot of problems like lack of memory, lack of concentration, impaired judgment, impaired decision making, and so on and so forth. That's why sometimes we feel agitated when we see reports like the UNICEF coming saying that pornography may not be that harmful to children, and any effort to block children from accessing online pornography may infringe on their human rights. Can you believe it? Where science is telling us that pornography could damage your brain physically, UNICEF, a reputable agency working for humanitarian causes to save lives, is telling us, no, it's not harmful, and anyone who try to block children from accessing pornography is infringing on their human rights. So it is your call. You got the facts, you got the science telling you that pornography could damage the brain, not only of your children, but anyone for that matter. So if you found the content of this episode beneficial, then please share it with others, and don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Don't forget that. Subscribe to our channel and leave comments below. And we'll see you next Thursday. See you then.